Are you awake? Yeah, fortunately, I'm awake too. Come on, you know exactly what's on my mind. You know. It's been like this for a few nights now, where we can barely get any sleep. It's not that I expected it to get easier, but yeah, I hoped. Mostly, I just hoped that when we did actually get some sleep, we would manage to wake up and everything would all be a dream. I know that it's not. Do you ever wonder what it'll be like in the next 5 years? I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Yes, at 2 in the morning. I mean, neither one of us can fall asleep, and I keep wondering what it's gonna be like. Honestly, I have no idea what I want in the next 5 years. I mean, ideally, we'll keep sharing a bed together, and whenever I wake up from a nightmare, you'll still be right here beside me. I'll be able to find safety and comfort in your arms. We can still make pancakes in the middle of the night. We can go driving down the highway in the middle of the summer with the music cranked up, singing along like we're in some kind of cheesy music video. We'll keep reconciling after we've had a fight and neither one of us has the strength to no longer speak to one another. But I think, no, that's silly. I know that most of all I want is for you to be in my future. I want to keep you in it. Keep you in it. It's not that simple. 5 years isn't guaranteed, and I know that we made all of these plans, but what if we don't get to experience them? Imagine it. Okay, yeah, fine, let's imagine it. Let's imagine the future that we planned out. We get married and we have this beautiful outdoor wedding. I'm wearing a dress that's an unconventional color, like red or black. You've got a fully black tux and it's fall, so there's beautiful leaves all around us. Yes. And after the wedding, we move into our dream home, you know, because miraculously money just isn't a problem. We fix it up and we find that green velvet couch we want, and when we do find it, we paint the living room black and we have all these gold and white accents, but mostly gold throughout the room. We spend our evenings in there with the fireplace going, and I'm reading some book while you're watching your favorite shows, drinking tea. And then we find out that I'm pregnant. And we really discuss all the names we had previously picked out. Liam, Felicity, Dean, Grayson. We watched our kids grow up in the house we made, and they are wonderful. Yes, they're wonderful. Liam is thrilled because he won a spelling bee. Felicity is so happy because she finally got that winning goal during her soccer game. And in the winter, we make them hot chocolate, and each Christmas Eve, we let them open one present each. We always have a big Sunday breakfast where I'm in the kitchen cooking while you were playing video games with them, just having a blast because of how happy they are. I don't know what happens after that. We never got that far. But I hope that we have this beautiful porch swing so we can watch our children and grandchildren playing in the front yard under this big tree. We spend our mornings in the spring out on the swing, having coffee together and sharing the newspaper. I know that I want to experience everything with you, even the bad, but what happens when all of these conversations where we discuss the future suddenly disappear and I'm left with nothing but memories of what if? No, it's not that simple. I can't help but worry about it. You know me. When it comes to a serious issue, I get hyperfixated and I just want to do what I can to fix it and make it all better, but I can't make this better. I don't know how. Look, I appreciate your arms around me, but it doesn't change the thoughts. I want this ideal life that we always talked about. And right now, in this moment, everything feels perfect. So maybe, just maybe, if we wish really hard, we can bottle this moment up and stay like this forever. Time will just stop and we can stay in this bed. Things won't get worse. Things won't change. We can still be together. I know it's not that easy, and I know that the chances of me making it a year are slim. And I know that we are doing everything that we can, but I don't want to imagine a world where you're suddenly gone. The further this gets, the more painful it becomes. These memories that made me happy, this future that made me thrilled. Yes, you can tell me anything. I'm sorry, what? What do you mean it's not too late? Not too late for what? For me to leave? Do you really think that after everything we've been through together, I would just leave? No, I don't care how much time there is. I mean, I do care, obviously. I care. I mean that I am sticking by your side until the end. I don't care if this gets messy. I love you. And that means I am not going anywhere. So no, you're stuck with me. No, you don't need to apologize. No, come here. No, stop, come here. Your arms are always here to protect me, so let me return the favor. I am going to treasure every single moment that we have together. And I will for as long as I live. I hope that there's some miracle. You're able to be there with me when it ends. Of course I mean that. You are the love of my life, and that will not change. You will still have a piece of my heart, even if I open my heart up to someone else again, because if you leave... What? Fine. When you leave, you will be taking part of me with you, and that part of my... I know I'm trying to say it, that part of my heart will always belong to you. The minute you die, part of me will too. I hate thinking about it, but it's true. No one has ever loved me the way that you do, and I have never loved someone the way that I love you. I hate imagining what it would be like when this happens. Because you're always here. And for you to just suddenly be gone, I can't handle it. No, I'm supposed to be comforting you right now. You're not supposed to be comforting me. I'm so sorry. I know that you want to comfort me as long as you can, but there's a time and a place. Is it now? I don't want you to leave. Please don't go. How can you say it's gonna be okay? You'll be gone and I won't have you in my life anymore. I know that I should be grateful that I have time. The time that I'm getting, but I want to be selfish. I want more time with you. No, not looking at you. Please don't say please like that. Why would you say please like that? What? No, it's not okay, and that's so far from the point. The point is that I want a life with you. Just because I can have a life without you, it doesn't mean that I want it. I have a request. It's a big one. You love me, right? I can ask it easily because I'm about to suggest something massive and I don't know how you're going to react. What if we got married? Yeah, I know that it is an absolutely crazy idea, but you said you wanted to spend the rest of your life with me. You said this before you got sick, and I would like to believe that you still mean that, so what if we got married? That way, if you don't get better. No, I'm not saying when again. If you do not get better, you'll be taking a piece of my heart, as stated before, and I would really like it if you leave a piece of you behind for me. My last name? I don't care if I wanted a big wedding. I just want to be married to you. We can do it at a courthouse, and that would be more than enough for me. I truly mean that. I just want to be your wife, even if it's for a month, for the rest of the year, for as long as I can be. Yes, I really do want to get married. We can walk to remember this situation we're in. Wait, what are you doing? You were planning on giving me what, and why at the beginning of fall? Wait, were you picking at the floorboard? Okay, do you plan on telling me why you're picking at the floorboard? Hold on, wait, do you hide things in the floorboard? Yes, that's the only answer I'm getting out of you. You're not going to explain any further. Nothing? Not yet. Okay. I don't really know how to feel about this. That is a ring box. There better be a really small ring pop in there. Not a chance. Okay, fine. Please explain. You have not had that thing for over a year. Because that would mean you got it did. You really got it the second week of us dating, but why? Oh, because you knew that fast that you wanted to spend your life with me. Wait, has it been hidden all this time? Why were you scared? Are you kidding? A life with you is all that I want. That's not settling. That's seeing my dream come true. Of course, really. I would never lie about that. You've been my dream since early on, and I think I knew too. So how about you ask me then? Even though I technically already asked. Yes, I'm sure. I'll have to think about it. Of course I'll marry you. And let me make this perfectly clear, okay? I am not saying yes because you're sick. You could have asked me long before now and I still would have said yes. Without a doubt. Yes, absolutely. You mean more to me than I think you realize, and I am going to remind you of that every single day in case you manage to forget. And even when you don't forget, I love you so much. Nothing is going to change that, not even this. So when I say nothing, I mean nothing. We're going to get married. And we're going to continue to fight this. Every step of the way, you will have me by your side, and maybe our wish will come true, and you won't just have to spend your life with me, but I'll get to spend my life with you. Are you crying? I mean, yeah, I'm crying too. Here, let me wipe the tears away. Can I ask you something? When you say you were planning on giving this to me in the fall, you planned for this before all of this has happened, didn't you? Now look, I'm not saying that I wish you'd ask sooner, but I wish you would ask sooner. Not because I want a big wedding, but because I want to be your wife as long as possible. Forever, if possible, actually. But at least you'll get to be my husband for as long as possible. Can I have the ring? I love it. I love it so much. But not as much as I love you. Nothing will ever compare to the love I have for you. I can't stop staring at you. Because right now it feels like if I look away, you'll just disappear. I know that. I know that you're still here. I know. And I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me for life. That's all you want? Well, I'm glad that I can give you that. I'd give you anything if it meant I could to have you just a little bit longer. Do you mind holding me just a little bit longer? I don't want you to let go just yet. Thank you. I love you so much.